Rabbi Sai, the shiur tonight is being sponsored by Rabbi Avram Dubin, Lemishma Sara Etel Bas, Rabbi Chaim Aleh Shalom, and Rabbi Lazen Lipa Fine, Lemishma Shrapti Hersh Nachman, Ben Alexander Zisha, Hanelis, Obashalom, and the cover the gross for Echasana, and Lemishma Shrapti Yosef, Ben Rabbi Meir, Aleh Shalom. Also, anybody that wants to learn Mishnayas, Lemishma Shrapti Yosef, if Yosef Lowy has the sheet, please write it down.
Plugs in here or the back?
No, plugs in the back.
In the back? Okay, we'll get it.
Found it.
Your brother-in-law said he wanted to come.
Huh?
Your brother-in-law wanted to come. I thought he was back in the first house. Couldn't make it. Ain't it? No.
He had an ankle, yeah. Okay. A little more volume, I think. That's it? It's maximum? Okay. Agut Devoch, Rabbi Yisai, I apologize again, as I do. It's almost, I know the Gemara is up to Yuma. I'm going to be speaking to the last tshuva. But the MS is that we always have traffic coming. And I can't really get out quicker, so I apologize. We're starting a new Seder here. It is a tremendous amount of new Chidushim and Kodshim. So I'm going to try to be aimed on one Yisoy that I hope will help the Olam throughout the Seder of Kodshim. The Mishnah starts with the halacha from Shiloh Lishmo. Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shiloh Lishmo Kshegim El Shiloh Bayim L'Shem Choyva. First of all, many of the Gedolei Achronim ask that it shouldn't start with Shiloh Lishmo. Shiloh Lishmo is a Zaytik halacha. It should start with the Mokom Ezim Mokom Shel Zvachim. Same as Kasha. Many of the Achronim are aimed on why it starts with but the way we're going to come out l'maisa, I think we'll have a clarkite in this. Some say that it's in, you know, avoida, the ikr is the avoida shebelev. The Rishanim explained it by Riches in Vayikra, that the whole korban, the ikr part of the korban, is the avoida shebelev of the korban. Right? Like the Rambam says in Luchas Tefillah, kol tefillah she'ene b'kavon, and the Rambam's lashon is ene tefillah. The Rambam says not as mitzvah tzrichas kavon. The Rambam is saying it's much more than mitzvah tzrichas kavon. Saying it's not a ma'aseh tefillah. Tefillah, by definition, is kavon. So avoid is kavon. So therefore, Seder Kodshim starts with the inyan from Lishma. That's how some want to say. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says shaloyolu labaylam l'shem choyv. A very strange Rashi. He says over v'tzorich lohavi kol benacher l'chayvosa. He has to bring another korban l'chayvos. Zachbosha. Also made l'yol l'bayim l'shem choyv. L'yol l'bayim l'shem choyv means they're not yetzim. They're not yetzim avadi. You have to bring another korban. What's Rashi's tesefes? If you look in the Sfasemes, he has a gan sabir, what Rashi means. Clearly Rashi's trying to say something. What? So the... So Shaila is like this. When the Mishnah says it was loy olah labaylam l'shem choyva, by all the kodshim, except for Chatos and Pesach, what is the Mishnah saying? Is the Mishnah saying that the shaloy l'shmo, when somebody shechs a korban shaloy l'shmo, they're poigim the korban? Something wrong with the korban? Or the korban alone is kosher? The only problem is with the baylam. The korban alone is a full-fledged korban. Granted, there's no yachas to the Bailam because the korban was brought shaloi lishma. You're missing the link between the korban and the balakol. Those are the two ways to understand. Is it a famous shaila in the Brisker Rov? You have the Ma'amakim, you know?
This is still the shame of the person. It's not the shame of different violence. It's the shame of different
person. No. Actually, the Gemara says Shalei Yishma includes Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin. It includes both. The Mishnah's talking about both. And when we say that the korban is kosher, and it's not oil Bailin L'Shem Choyva, the Mashmois is the korban is 100% fine. There's nothing lacking in the korban b'chlal. The korban is 100% kosher. I'm talking about forgetting Chatas and Pesach. I'm talking about all the other kosher. It's Mashma, it's 100% fine. So here we find a tremendous vikuach between the Briski Rov and the Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. The Briski Rov, famous Briski Rov, which I asked Ailam to look up in Hilchos Maase Korbanos. The Briski Rov says like this. He feels that every korban has a built-in lishma. The korban is lishma. That means you can't ruin that. If you make something into an oila, it's like a pirate film. You make film lishma, so the film is film. So now if you put on the film shalei lishma, it may be chsoron in your mitzvah. It's not chsoron in the film. Film is film. Film has an inherent lishma that's built into the film. And that can't be changed. So the Briski Rov says that's the way he learns kachim. Kachim is built in every oil is an oil. No matter how many kavonis you have, shalei lishma, the oil stays in oil. Can't change that. Nervosi says, there's something called a machshava haposelis. Just like we find pigul kapasel, right? You shech something chutz from koimoi kapasel. So the Briski Rov learns that basically what the shalei lishma is not the negative. The fact that you don't have the lishma. The lishma is there and it's never going to change. But the shalei lishma that you're doing, that's what's possible. That's how the Briski Rov learns. And this Briski Rov is found here in Perek Dalet, in Hilchos Maase Korbanos. Yes. Let's compare it to a pirate film. Right? Somebody makes film, film has to be made lishma. Once you make the tefillin lishma, and the tefillin is completed, there's nothing that you could do later to take away that lishma. Now you could put on the tefillin l'shem mitzvah, you could not put on the tefillin l'shem mitzvah, you'll get tzchar for putting on the tefillin, you won't get tzchar for putting on the tefillin, but the tefillin is made lishma permanently. Can't be revoked. So the Briski Rov says that there's a lishma inherent in the korban, which is when you makdish the korban l'shem oil or l'shem shlomim, that could never be revoked. So it's not that when you make the korban shalei lishma, you're now taking away the lishma of the korban. Korban is a korban. Korban is an oil and it could never be removed. But now, what you're doing shalei lishma, you're creating a psul in the korban. You're making it possible. So even though we call it shalei lishma, the simple aleph beis, the way you would read the Mishnah, is that it's like a regular shalei lishma. You make tzitzis shalei lishma. What are you missing? You don't have tzitzis. You're missing it. If you make tzitzis shalei lishma, you're missing a positive thing. In fact, the Enig Yom Tov says a big chiddush in his tshuvas. The Enig Yom Tov says that any time you're missing a positive, you can never get it through bittul b'roiv. Bittul b'roiv that we have throughout Shas can only get rid of a chesor. So in other words, if I have a piece of nevela, the nevela could become bottled to the pot. Yeah, if I have 60 in the pot, I could be mevatled in nevela. But I can't give a positive with bittul. So then the Gemara says if you have one thread, one string of tzitzis that was shalei lishma, and it got mixed in with 1,000 that were made lishma, then the Gemara has a famous tshuva in which he paskins that you can't use any of the tzitzis. There's no bittul barov, because rov cannot contribute. Rov can make a din of lishma, right? Now, if there's something wrong, if there's a chsoron, then Roiv can help you. Some actually learned, that's the Machlekes Rishonim in Mesech HaSukah, if there's a din of Bittul Barov by Schach, B'chayagavna, where you don't have enough kosher Schach. The Gemara in Sukah, and Aftes, and Afyud Aleph, brings down that there's a din Bittul Barov by Schach. If you mix in the trees into the Schach, so it's both. By Hidlol as Hagefen, and by Sukah Shetach Se'ilon. But in all those cases, there's a machlekes rishonim between the Ramban and the other rishonim, whether you need enough kosher schach. In other words, I have already enough kosher schach.
Would that be telling about a bottle?
No, not necessarily. This is a separate thing. This is, can Bittul Baroiv get rid of, can it contribute? Can Bittul Baroiv contribute? So the Gemara is saying Bittul Baroiv can't contribute. Irrelevant of how we go. So here the Briska Rav is learning that the Shaloi Lishma of the Korban is a new psul. It's not that you're revoking the Lishma that exists in the Korban. So he says as follows. He says, he brings down the regal of Anir Olema, he says, in the Pshat in Shaloi Lishma, Be'emes Tchei Dinim Shal Yesh Lishma B'Korbanos. He says, Chodo Iker Adin. He says, Shekol Advorim Atunim Lishma Basi Yosem. He says, V'shenis, Yesh Machshava Shaloi Lishma, V'zeu Din M'chudish B'Kotshim. He says, the Be'emes, Kivon Dizvochim Stomen Lishma Ninaimdim, Im Kein Gam B'choshav Lehedya Shaloi Lishma, says the Briska Rav, even if you intentionally, knowingly, you had Kavona Shaloi Lishma, Gam Kein Ein Chos HaTeres Lishma B'Him. The carbon is still called Lishma. You didn't change the carbon. Except for Chav. We're not going Chatas and Pesach. We're going in the Mishnah of Kol HaZvachim Shaniz B'chus Shaloi Lishma. He says, and he brings Kama V'Kama Rayas to this way of thinking. That's his way of thinking. L'umas the Briska Rav. He doesn't qualify that. He just says it's the Lishma that's in the carbon, you can't get rid of. Can't get rid of. Now, well, the carbon is kosher. The carbon is kosher, right? The Mishnah says kosher. So, the Asfand the Reise, Rabbi Yosef Engel, he writes this in his Gvur Shmoinim. You may have a hard time finding it because it's just Asfand the Reise. But found in the Gvur Shmoinim. Yeah. So here in Ois Mem Tes, he directly disagrees with this Yisoid. He learns totally different than the Briska Rav. He learns, Be'emes, he says, Kfar Kosafti Bekama Duchti. He says, The Hode Machshove Shaloi Lishmo Poselas Bekotshim. Oy Shein Oil Mulbayim Mulshem Chayve, depending if it's a Chatas or a Shar Kotshim. He says, Eino Inyin Shemachshove Be'etzem Poelas. Mam is the opposite of the Briska Rav. It's not that you have now a machshava shaloi lishma that now creates a problem. It's an attack against the korban. The shaloi lishma, like pigle, is attacking the korban. He says, that's not the pshat. He says, zerak, he says, this whole concept is, the boy machshava lishma b'kodshim. B'chdei sheyalu l'shem choyva. The korban needs the lishma. When you have shaloi lishma, we're lacking the lishma. He says, I refine stomach lishma. That's the whole sugya we had yesterday. Right, Stam Kotchim Lishmoni Nendim. He says like this, says the Biyasa Bengal. Haim Mishon the Stoma Nami Havi Kechishev Lishmo. Says the Biyasa Bengal. The reason why Stoma Kalishmo is good is not because, like the Briska Rav is saying, there's an inherent pre existing Lishmo irrelevant of the other. He says, no. He says, if you have Stam Kavona, you're solidifying the Lishmo of the Kol. But he says, if you have Kavona Shaloi Lishmo, retroactively, now we know that Shaloi Lishmo Koi. That's not Lishmo. That's the Beis of Engel. So Beis of Engel learns complete, and Rebbe Chanan in his Kovet Shiurim, in Chelik Beis and Kovet Shiurim, he also learns like a Beis of Engel. Meaning that the Shaloi Lishma is removing the Lishma. So now if somebody tells you, what am I missing in this carbon? I'm missing Lishma. According to the Briska Rav, not that I'm missing Lishma. I have a pre-existing Lishma. I have a psul. I have another psul of Shaloi Lishma. That's the way the Briska Rav understands it.
Why is it kosher?
By what?
Taking away the whole concept of Lishma, it doesn't exist.
Right. So again, l'chayr, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, what you have to say is that lishma is not ma'akev by other karbonis. That's l'chayr, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, according to the Briska Rav, you taka need lishma and you got lishma. There's no psul of shaloi lishma. And according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's not required, and he says it. He says by Chatos and Pesach it's a requirement, and by other Korbanos it's not a requirement. But that's the way Rabbi Yosef Engel learns. Now, there's a tremendous distinction between these two ways of learning. As we go on, we'll see there's a tremendous distinction between learning like the Biskarov or learning like Rabbi Yosef Engel. First of all, Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann, Zolzayn Gesuchten Stark, he has a shiur that he gave to the Kollel and Ponovich when they started learning Zvachim. And he debates this issue of whether every carbon has a pre-existing Lishma, which is built into the carbon like the Briskarov. And he presents a very interesting question, which is really difficult almost according to both ways, but clearly, if you learn that there's an inherent Lishma in every carbon, he says, I don't understand. If in fact there's an inherent Lishma in every carbon, says Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann, so why is there any inyan that you should do Lishma? What more are you contributing? In other words, it's already Lishma. The Lishma is already pre-existing. What are you doing? It's Yehuda Vayid Lekor. What are you doing on top of what's already pre-existing? So he says as follows. He says, V'yesh lohoyev. He says, on the Briskarov. The Briskarov's way of learning. He says, Harei yesh din lachshev b'shas avayid lishma. That's the whole sugya we had on that base. That even if you did it shalei lishma, you have to continue doing the rest of the avayidus lishma. That was the whole Gemara. You shecht it shalei lishma, you do the zrika lishma. You still have to, you have to continue to proceed lishma. So he says, I don't understand, he says. Tzorach bir. He says, if you're going to tell me. The ein shayach lakor halishma. According to the Briskarov, every carbon has a built-in lishma, which can never, ever be removed. Right? If the lishma could be removed, then we understand. In other words, Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying, you can go now to a carbon and take away the lishma. It's not like a pure tefillin, feder complete, the tefillin is tefillin, the tzitzis is tzitzis. Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying, you can have kavona shalei lishma and uproot. Now the carbon doesn't have lishma. So he says, then I understand, Rav Steinemann says, then I understand why there's a din of lishma. Because lishma is to solidify, to make sure that you don't have shalei lishma. To preserve. By the way, we find this by Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona too, which I'll show you is very tied into this. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona that we have in Kol HaShas, right? We find a very fascinating thing. We find that according to the opinion of old Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, right? It doesn't always hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona. The Moshul, by Achilus Matzah, the Rambam paskins that if you eat Matzah, Shaloi B'Kavona, Kofi Vochli Matzah, you eat. Although the Rambam paskins in Ulchus Tekir Shefer and in other places, that if you blow Shefer Shaloi B'Kavona, you're not Yoitz, Tekir L'Shil Lo Yoitz. So the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, they all ask on the Rambam the contradiction. And one of the answers given on the Rambam, which is given by the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, is that when you're nene, when you have ano, when you're eating, there, even if you do it shaloi lishma, without kavanah, it's still good. Why? Because just like we find, misasek is potter from a carbon chatas. But if he's misasek, b'chalovim v'arayas chayev shekein nene, because we say the ano takes the place of kavanah, says the ran, who are din by the positive by mitzvahs. Misasek, by a mitzvah has kavanah, there's a shekein nene. So he says, so by matzah, that's why the Rambam paskins in Yotze. That's the Ran and the Magid Mishnah. So the question that always bothered me until I realized that the Lechem Shloim in his Tshuvas alludes to this problem and gets around it, is that L'chore, what does Shekein Nene do for you? Shekein Nene never makes you into a miskave. Let's analyze it. Shekein Nene is only used in Shas to take you from level of misasek and put you into the level of shegek. When are we using misasik? We're not giving a guy misa for misasik. We're not saying a guy's misasik b'chalov mis chayiv koras. It's not chayiv koras. All it does is it makes you roy for a kom. Normally misasik is not even a ina miskavim. A misasik is normally even less than that. The mice is not miyuchas to you at all. Comes the shekeinene, and it takes you from the act totally not being misyaches to you, to being misyaches to you shaloi b'kavonah. Right? But by mitzvah striches kavanah, we need more than that. By mitzvah striches kavanah, if you do the mitzvah shaloi b'kavanah, I'm not talking about b'misasek. You do a mitzvah shaloi b'kavanah. You're not yoitz according to the opinion of mitzvah striches kavanah. So what does the shekein nene do? How does shekein nene make you any better? So what does the Ran and the Magid Mishnah mean? The answer is really very simple. The Riyaz in Rosh Hashanah says, that what's the reason why mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, he says it's midrabbanan. Even the opinion who holds mitzvah tzrichas kavanah says the riyaz, that's only midrabbanan tzrichas kavanah. Why is tzrichas kavanah? Because misasek yitaka not yoytze the mitzvah. It's not miyuchas to you at all. So the chachamim will misak in kavanah, so you should be a misasek. So now the ran is very geschmack. But by matzah, where misasek is not possible because there's always a shekinana, now yoytze shaloy b'kavanah. So I always felt that that riyaz would be mevaratos the ran's explanation. So this is really what Rav Steinemann here in his shir. This is what the Rav Steinemann in the Shir is trying to develop and trying to say that if there's such an element of the Lishma being totally in the person that I could take away the Lishma, so I understand why there would be an Indian to do with Lishma. I could take away the Lishma. So the Torah tells me, continue with the Lishma. Don't take away the Lishma. Do it Lishma. Right? Do it Lishma. He says like this. He says, but if you're going to tell me that you can never remove the Lishma, so the Kavanas Adam is lo ma'ile v'lo moredes. He says, so why is there b'chlal an Indian to do it Lishma? That's his question. He says, if you're going to tell me, im yesh oifen shelo yedin Lishma, shayich machshava she'ef shelakar Lishma, hadoma toli b'machshava. Avu im neymo de lo shayich lo oilom lakar ha'lishma. If you're going to tell me like the Bliskei Rav, bulletproof, the Lishma of the carbon is bulletproof, and could never be uprooted. He says, Tzorach biyo, ma shayich lahatzrich sheyasel lishma. How is it possible? You should know that the Sefer HaPaldes brings down from Ragat Shover Goyen the same kash as Rav Steinemann. When I was by Rav Steinemann a week and a half ago, I told him that this piece that he says over here, I saw from the Ragat Shover the same hor. That the Ragat Shover says that if you're going to tell me that you can't be oiker, the lishma from a kohen, it's not, if it can't be removed, so what are you doing by doing it lishma? What's the inyan of doing it lishma?
The same thing. You shouldn't do the shaloi lishma.
No, but the point is that shaloi lishma is also not able to oikre the lishma of the kohen. Only by chatas and osha. Only by chatas and osha. By shah kabonis it's kosher.
No.
So he says, in Cain, ene moisif klum bezeh shachoshev lishma. Da hakobon lo oilom yeheke lishma afim oimar. Even if he'll say she'oses a shaloi lishma, ve'ech she'ech loy ma'aldova she'u kayim b'kol oifen, something which is always existing. She'tom edinoi l'mashahu ha'yoimed, hare'enu oise klum b'mashah chishiv lishma. He feels that when you're doing it lishma, you're not really contributing anything. If you could say that I'm a bala boss on the lishma of the carbon, and I can, that's not what he's saying. He's just saying that if I'm a bala boss on the lishma of the carbon, then it makes sense that there should be a lechat chila dikadin, that I should solidify it, because I am the balabas on the lishma of the carbon. So long that I'm not a balabas on the lishma of the carbon anyway. And even if I would do it shaloi lishma, except for Pesach and Chatas.
Why?
Pesach Chatas is psukim. We'll see why. But I'm saying Pesach Chatas is gzeres hakosel. But besides for Pesach and Pesach Chatas is it's not a svara, it's a gzeres hakosel, which we'll see. Maybe it is a svara. We'll get to why Pesach and Chatas will be different. But Lamaisa, it's not removable. So he's asking, if it's not removable, he doesn't hear in logic that there should be a din for you to solidify it.
To strike the relationship between the korban and the bialim.
Right.
That's what everybody's saying.
He's not saying that there would be no inyan that you shouldn't do it shaloi lishma. That's not what he's saying.
That's not what he's saying.
If it's got a lishma,
what you're doing is you're extending what I said by mitzvah striches kavana. He's not going based on what I said by mitzvah striches kavana. His kasha won't be so schwer. But he's saying that if there's an inherent din of lishma in the korban that could never be revoked, he doesn't hear that you're contributing anything by having kavana lishma. There's a derice. You have to realize something else. The whole riyaz only works because the din of mitzvah striches kavana is if it's a derabbanan dekedin. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the din of lishma by kodshim is a deraisa dekedin. The din that lechatchili is supposed to shech the korban lishma by kodshim is not a derabbanan dekedin. That's a deraisa dekedin. So you're mixing the lumdus that I'm giving in the riyaz to explain mitzvah striches kavana by mitzvah, which we're only going on the tzad that mitzvah striches kavana is derabbanan, and you want to answer. Rav Steinemann is really asking a different question. He's asking on a deraisa level. On a deraisa level, you can't tell me the lishma is there to make sure you're not It's a gzera. The lishma has to be inherently a contributor. He's saying, how could the lishma be a contribution if you're not a balabos on the lishma? If you're a balabos on the lishma, then I see that the maisa adam prevails. The adam has a... So then I understand. That's his point. Anyway, that's Rav Steinemann's question on the brisket rov. The way we're going to come out, we'll see that it's not going to be such a gefrelich problem. But that's his kasha over here. He really doesn't get back to... He says, you can't say that. And he goes through why he feels that that's not the case. But that's his shita. Now, Pchatzkel Abramsky, in a Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, is also mashma that he understood it more like a b'yeshev engel. Because I asked you a second question, which was, once you did the korban shaloi l'shma, so the Mishnah says it's loy olo l'baylum l'shem chayv. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that the korban is 100% kosher? It's just that there's a chasaron link with the bialim, right? And even if you did it by shimi bialim, it's simple. Why? That's what you did. You disconnected the korban from the bialim. But even if you didn't disconnect it from the bialim, the Torah disconnected it. By the fact that the Torah said that if you shech the korban shaloi l'shmo, now the bialim don't get credit for that korban. That would be a way of the Torah disconnecting it from the Bible to such an extreme that the Chazon Ish by us says that he has a tzad, listen to this, he has a tzad to say that there's no din shini bailim. Once you shech to the korban shaloi lishma, that's it. There's no longer a din to do l'shem bailim anymore. The bailim are not involved anymore. Yeah, how far the Chazon Ish goes. Chazon Ish says, yesh l'ayin, says the Chazon Ish. So he said, one second, it's a nedava, but it's a nedava that's not misyachas to the bailam. He says, no, he says, nafkamina leko isura b'shini bailam achakach. Unbelievable chiddush. But that's what the Chazon Ish is mitzadeh. And the Chazon Yecheskel, over here by us, the Chazon Yecheskel, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, comes like that lemaisa. In the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi, he brings down a letter that the Brisker Rav wrote to the Chazon Yecheskel, arguing with him, with the Chazon Yecheskel Shita. But the Eben Ozel, the Bissus Alman Melso, here in Psule Mugdoshim, quotes also the Mekeres HaMishnah, that also holds that way. So you have a whole Chevel HaNevim that hold that once you shech the Korban Shalei Lishmo, that's it. The Bailam are disconnected and there's no longer a din of Shimi Bailam. And this that our Gemara says that you must continue doing it Lishma, that's only the Lashem Kobim, but not the Lashem Bailam. The Bailam already are out of the picture.
Who is Simon?
What?
Who is Simon? Only Bailam was Simon. So who's Simon?
By what?
That's by Shchita.
That's before Shchita. That's way gone. That's way gone. The Bailam was so
immersed.
The Bailam will go.
It's not the still eat.
Who eats it?
It's not the Bailam still eat it, no?
Who eats it?
This is different. Who would eat the Kolm? L'daito? It depends. If you old Kutchim Kalam is Mom and Bailam. See, even if you disconnect the carbon from the owner, from the carbon element, even as Mom is the Bailam of Eschus. So this is... No, I'm saying even if Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. Because Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu based... Say the Hanami, according to them, ain't a Hanami. And this is a whole Chevel HaNevim. You're talking about the Chazon Ish's Mestapik Bezeh. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky Lamaisa holds that way. Mekeves HaMishnah holds like that Lamaisa. These are Gedolei Achronim that hold that the whole din of Lishma, once you did Shaloi Lishma, the Bailam are ejected. They have nothing to do here anymore. And now it's just a kosher carbon with the isolation of the Bailam. On the other hand, the Brisker Rav strongly objects to this, and he obviously holds that the Bailam are still continuously associated with this carbon, even after you did it Shaloi Lishma. Now, there's another pelt. I mean, there's so many questions, I'm just going to try to limit it to what I think we need for the Havan of this Inyan. There's a sugya in Chulin, on Daf Chof Beis. The sugya over there in Meseches Chulin, Daf Chof Beis, the Gemara has a Shaila, Torah and Ben Yoina. You have a Torah and Ben Yoina. We have this in Erechin too. Torah and Ben Yoina. A Torah is only kosher when it's older, and a Ben Yoina is only kosher when it's younger. Right? So the Gemara says, what happens by Tchilas Atziyuf? When it's in the middle. Right? What we call today the Middle Ages, right? I'm already now holding there also Tchilas Atziyuf. So Tchilas Atziyuf, a Shaila, is that called young? Or is that called old? The Gemara Shaila over there. So you see that this Shaila, middle age crisis, Sasugye and Chun, Chilas Hatziyuv, is it younger old? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says over there in Chulin, the Gemara says, three study, that Chilas Hatziyuv is young, Chilas Hatziyuv is old, Oidum Abelye. It could be it's an entity on its own. The middle age there, it's an entity on its own, it's not Kosher Tor, and it's not a Kosher Binyana. Comes Toysus on the spot there, and Toysus says, "My nafkamina." Toysus says like this: if we don't know if it's old or young, then there's a simple answer. You go to the Beis Hamikdash with a cage, you bring over there a Torah and a Benyoina of Tchilus Hatziv, right? A Torah and a Benyoina, and now Mamon of Shechta Kohen got something that's good. You bring, getting to that in a second. You bring him a cage. In the cage you have a Tor and a Ben Yoina, one of each. Both of them are in the middle age crisis. So Tosfos says, if it's either young or old, one of them is there, right? And if it's a barrier, then you're not Yoitzel. This is Tosfos. So Tosfos frekt Akasha like this. Tosfos says, over there right there, on that Chof Beis Amid Beis. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Yokash, what's the Kohen going to do with it? Beis Hamidosh is not a pet store. What are they going to do? Leave the birds out there? What are they going to do with it? They can't be mocker of it because they don't know which one is which. If they don't, if it's a suffix. So Toysha says, listen to Toysha Slash. Somebody, do we have a chul in here? Is there a shasl in it? So Toysha says, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Toysha says that it's good because, he says, because Lamaisa, you brought the coin something that was royal like love. I say so, Toysha. You know Toysha? Toysu says, "Ve'evi tchilos atzilu shebezeh bezeh." V'im toy ma'akim and the mimonim shorcha echad posel. Fact Toysu says, "Heich yochel la'achav." The kohen can't do anything with it. So Toysu is like this. V'yesh loymar, he says, "Kivon shehivion liyad kohen yotzli yedei nidroi me'acha since the mikom mokam echad be'em roi likachav." Klapi shmaya galia. One of these two birds you could bring for a call. So Toysu says that's sufficient. That's why you eat Aziz of Tesis. So what's the obvious question on Tesis? He forgot a Mishnah in Zvochim. The first Mishnah in Zvochim. Kol HaZvochim Shenizbuchu L'Shaloy L'Shmon K'sherim F'Loyolu L'Baal L'Shem Choyvo. This is way after. You brought the Kohen something that's Royal HaKriv. And he went and the Kohen messed up. And the Mishnah Paskins L'Yolu L'Baal L'Shem Choyvo. How could Tosfos says Mamish Apella? So the Gilyan Ashas here of Kivega, he says I am Mishnah Lamelech, Bilchas Maisik Obonuts, and if you look up the Mishnah Lamelech, you won't see any longer. It's as long as this Kasha that Tosfos says. He just says V'Divrei HaTosfos Tzorech Talmud Meireish Zvorim. It's unbelievable. It's not even shaykh to say that Agav Chufay Loidok. I mean, just Kol Hazvochem Shiluk. We know it in our sleep. Kol Hazvochem Shiluk Sheim Loyol Baim Loshem Chayva. And Tosfos here is saying. Yotzoy Yedei Nidloy, once you brought the coin in something that's Roy Lahakriv, Yotzoy Yedei Nidloy. So that's something we're also going to have to get back to. Oh, of course it's a nether, because by Nidava, we don't have a problem. He says Yotzoy Yedei Nidloy. Once you brought it, Yotzoy Yedei Nidloy. That's it. Unbelievable chid. Yotzoy Tesis. So obviously we're going to have to get back. Toysfos says that once you brought the Kohen something that's royal in his Bayach, you're Yotze Yeneda, even though he will never bring it.
So,
Frek of Kideg and the Mishnah Melech, what do you mean? The first Mishnah in Zvachim, you also brought the Kohen something that he could be Machin. And then the Kohen, exactly. How could the Shulah Lishmuel make that the Bailam are not Oil Hashem Chayva? According to Toysfos, you already passed that gate a long time ago. You brought the Kohen, a double Shulah in his Bayach. Is Yotze Yedei Midway? It's a gewaltig gekast. It's a pillar.
It's not
that's
not it should be something
befairish,
but something so obvious.
Call Hazvochem Shenizbuchu Shem Chayvah, it's not obvious? If that's not obvious, what is?
Obvious.
The first Mishnah in Kachim. The very first Mishnah in Kachim. Call Hazvochem. You want it to be more, I'll do whatever you want. You want to file some names better? We'll put it in the windows. The first Mishnah in Hazvochem. Anyway, so this is a major a major problem with our sugya. Shows that there's something here that we're missing in this link here of Loyola Labayla L'Shem Chayv. Again, we see here in the Achronim there are different ways of understanding this whole Indian of Shul. Now, another question that's asked, which we'll get back to, is the whole concept of the Yovad Loy Mahani. Which, again, I have to tell you, is more of a question according to the Brisker Rov's way of learning than according to Rabbi Yosef Engel's way of learning. Okay? This is a question that's presented by many of the Achronim, the Shah Melech, and Ilchus Korban Pesach, and over here in the Sugi by Taras HaKadosh. We know that Rava holds in all of Shas, we're going to be learning it soon in Meseches Temura, called Musa Dama Achmon Oloi Sovet, Yovet Oloi Mahani. So yes, why is the Kavanah Shalil Shmo even poil anything? So if you learn like Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rabbi Chanan, then it's not so bad, because the Shalil Shmo is not really doing anything. It's just lacking the Lishmo. It's not that you're creating a Chalois of Shalil Shmo, rather you're missing something. You're lacking something. But if you learn like the Brisker Rov, that there's some kind of chalois that's being chal. That's what he asked. Why is it? That's his question. So the Shah HaMelech, rather, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, wants to say that by Kutchim, everybody agrees he over Mahani. Because he says you need Shon Olav La'akiv. He has a whole Arichah state of Shah HaMelech. But that's what he's more here. So anyway, that's another issue. Now, Pesach. The Mishnah says that Pesach and Chatur, Shalei Lishma, they are posel. L'chor, it's the same thing. But we find in Halacha that there's a big difference between Pesach and Chatas. This was the question that was asked. Why? If the Lishma always remains in the Korban, and that's why it's Batsim Kosher. So why is Pesach and Chatas different? So Chatas, at least, we can somewhat understand, because Chatas has to be Mechaper. Okay? So that would be the Svara way to be answered. Chatas is not Bob and Adova, because it's a Mechaper. So if it's not Ayul Ba'am or Shem Chayv, it's missing the essence of what it is. But that won't fully work anyway. By Pesach, we find a Peledik Rambam. The Rambam says that although now for the last two blot that we've been learning, we've been talking about Stam, and we've been talking about L'Shem Chulin. And L'Shem Chulin came out in the Gemara today's blot, that L'Shem Chulin does not pass. Right? And that's black and white. And that's repeated again in the Sugya later, that Lav Mino Loy Machriv Bo. The Rambam comes in Maisei Korbanos and in Psulei HaMukdashim. And the Rambam states that if you shecht a Korban Pesach l'shem chulin, it's possible. On his own. There's no mocker. There's no source to this Rambam. On his own, the Rambam comes and he says, l'shem chulin, possible. That's the psak of the Rambam. In other words, over there, it's worse. Even though our Mishnah puts them together, our Mishnah says that Pesach and Chatas are possible if they're shaloi l'shma, right? The Mishnah puts them in one chativa. The Rambam comes and he says they're still different. Because we have a clear Gemara in our sugi that says that if you shech l'shem chulin, the chatos for sure, it's not posel. It's not, maybe not oyle. It's not oyle bayam l'shem chayva. But posel it's not. And yet the Rambam paskins in Ilchus Korban Pesach that a Pesach sheshech to l'shem chulin is actually posel. So the Osamech, again, I don't know how much we get a chance to look up here, but the Ol Sameach. What?
Pesach is on the Shem Eichlin.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not a carbon.
So
you're not checking the Shem Eichlin.
Right. So, but why is it worse than? But so what?
It's still. Chatos, you don't eat it.
But you have to be mechapa. It's not mechapa. But still, we say if it's a Shem Eichlin.
But if you don't hear Pesach dips, it's not a carbon.
Yeah, but so what? L'shem chulin. Why should the L'shem chulin be any different by Pesach than by Chatas?
L'shem chulin say ain't the
mean, ain't the macher. I don't know if this is what you're trying to say, but the Osamech says a very interesting concept. He says that the reason it's really along the lines of the Brisker Rov, which is that every carbon has some inherent thing that it's aimed for, right? And like Rabbi Yosef Engel, like the Brisker Rov is saying, you can't remove that. The Brisker Rov feels that that's done. It's fader complete. Just like tefillin. And the logic of the Brisker Rov is a very strong logic. You made something into a carbon oil. It is a carbon oil. It's an essence of a carbon oil. How could you make it not a carbon oil? That's really the point. The Brisker Rov is not just saying a chiddush that he has some rias to. He's saying a svara. That once you maktish something, now it's an oil. Now how you actually do the avoid, that shouldn't change the fact that it's an oil. That's his point. So comes the Osamech. And he says, so we find that by a Chatas and a Pesach, you do have the ability to make it possible. He says like this, but in order to make it possible, it has to be Mina, has to be something that connects to what it is. He says very interesting. He says, Chulin is called La Bar Mina. There's a long the lines that you're trying to say. He says, Chulin is called La Bar Mina. Why is Chulin called La Bar Mina? He says, because by Kodshin, the Shechita is for avoided purposes. Shechita's Chulin is for eating purposes. And Shechita's Kodshin is for Hakrova purposes. Even the Karbonis that are eaten, like we said earlier, Shulchan Kavoya, it's a different concept. It's not L'shem Achil. So he comes, listen to this also, Me'ach HaGoynis. So he says, so the Rambam felt that L'shem Chulin by Pesach is yes a problem. Because by Pesach it's Ikroi L'Achila. Here you have a Korban where its primary function is to be eaten. In Ein Bosar, Ein Dam, like the Gemara says in Pesachim. So he says, therefore, the L'shem Chulin is Mina. That's his rap. In other words, this that we say here in our sugya, that L'shem Chulin is called Lav Mina, that's only by other kachim which are not Ikra and L'achila. He says, but Pesach, which is Ikra and L'achila, so the Shechita of L'shem Chulin by Pesach is Mina. That's the Arsene Echzchab. And that's found over here in Psulei Mugdashim, in Perek Tezvav. You have to realize you yoytze the korban. You yoytze by most korbanos the zrik is the yikim, and even by chatos kahan that's only a kapora mikufya. The ikar kapora is the zrik. By Pesach is the only korban. It ain't bos or ain't dam. There's no meat. There's nothing. That's his point. So this is what he says over here. He brings down the Rambam, and he says that Vinira, he says that it's different. Why? The Pesach Ikrei L'Achila U'Memelu L'Shem Chulin Havi Bar Mina. That's Mina, and therefore it makes it possible. That's the Or Sameach's approach. But this Rambam needs clarity, and this is a big chiddush on Or Sameach. Definitely needs clarity. It would be difficult to say that the Rambam said such a chiddush. By the way, many Rishonim argue with the Rambam, the Ram Chalav and the Meiri. Many Rishonim hold that L'shem Chulin doesn't pass on Pesach even, just like the Gemara says here. It's still a chiddush that the Rambam would say something like that with having no source. It's still a chiddush. So, I want to be ma'or you, just to get a better handle on this Shalei Lishma and the connection to the Baalim, yes, connected to the Baalim, not connected to the Baalim, to give you a simple idea, and this would also explain to us this difficulty that we're having with Tosis and Chulin that seems to say that once you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you're Yoytze, which is actually also a Lashon of Rashi. We just had recently an Erech and Andaf Chof. Rashi and Erech says the same thing. He says that you're Yoytze, you're Neder once you brought something to the Azorah. Once you bring it to the Azorah, you're Yoytze, you're Neder. Your Neder obligates you to bring it to the Azorah. You know, but yet our Mishnah clearly is saying that there's some continued obligation, that even that falls through the Avodah. If the Avodah is done Shalei Lishma, it also is a problem. So I want to be more of you like this. By Mitzvah Trichas Kavana, analyze this from Mitzvah Trichas Kavana. Our Gemara seems to say that, our Gemara already says this idea of the Briskerov, that there's some kind of stomach Kilishma. Right? The Gemara says that. Yes, Rabbi Yosef Engel tries to bridge them and say, stomach Kilishma means that your mind, it's as though your mind, you're thinking Lishma. But the Briskerov is obviously saying, no, the carbon has an inherent, pre-existing Lishma, which stays. The Gemara then asks from Get. The Gemara says, what about Get? The Gemara says, no. Stam isha lav legeri shenoy medes. That's what the Gemara says. Stam a woman is not legeri shenoy medes. So here's my question to you. What would be if you're doing a mitzvah? And we hold mitzvah is triches kavana. Right? And instead of doing the mitzvah shalei Lishma, you do the mitzvah stama. No kavana. Just like over here by kachin. The Gemara here seems to be saying that the reason why by get stam doesn't work is because stam isha lav legerishin kain. If the woman would be oimed legerishin and a chanami, it would taka work. But stam a woman is not oimed. So what would be if a person does a mitzvah stam? Does a mitzvah stam? So I'll tell you that this is not a new shaila that I just came up with today. The Noi de Behuda has a tshuva in Madurik Kamen, Yeredei Yosim and Sari Gimel, where over there he has a lengthy discussion about the Lashon Yichutz that people make before they do a mitzvah. And you know, he ain't the big chassid of it. You never saw a misnagid like the Nedavir. He writes over there, what the Kat chassidim do, he's very not tefridim. He's not known as much, he was a much bigger misnagid than the Vilna Gaon. But anyway, he says that the L'shem Yichutz, that's not what the L'shem Yichutz is, you're telling the Baruch Hashem what to do with your mitzvah, and you should put it over there. And he says, you just do the mitzvah. He says, and if you're trying to make some kind of high-level kavanah, he says, look at the Gemara in Zvachim. He brings that our Gemara. Stomach kilishman kai. He says, mitzvahs are also like kachim. You hear the night of the he says, mitzvahs are like kachim. And if you do the mitzvah stam, it's also good. As I talk the night of the Yudah. But umas the night of the the Mishtabura, the Helikach of Etzchayim, clearly would not hold like the night of the Yudah. Because in Simon Samach, the Mishtabura brings down in Simon Samach, and that's the Simon in Shulchan Aruch that deals with Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavon and Hilchas Kriyashma. Over there, the Mishabura says as follows. He says, when you're getting an aliyah in shul, he says, and you're nechpas, you know, you're in a rush to go up to the Sefer Torah, and you take the talus. So talus shel kohol, according to most of the achronim, belongs to you. That's the halach. In other words, it's not like a talus shul. Because the talus shel kohol, halachically, belongs to each person when they use it. It's their talus. And that's why, according to many poskim, you have to make a bruch. Even you take a talus shel kol. The only eitz that the Mishabura has in Hilchas Tzitzis is why you don't make a brach on a talus shel kol. He says, because maybe you're only putting it on l'kovod, kovod atzibur. That's not called asher techaseh. It's not a true wearing. It's not a real avisha. But really, it's chayv and tzitzis. Somebody borrows a talus from the shul. He has to make a brach. It's not a talus shul. It's your talus. And the stipler talks about this in Lagabi, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that if a bunch of shukfim own a Sefer Torah, it's a big shayl in the poskim. Are you Makayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? You know, people sell an ice, and they say, buy it, be Makayim the once in a lifetime. So I had one of the first controversies I had by me and Shu over 20 years ago. When I became Rav, my mamish was a new guy in town, and the Shu was having a Sefer Torah written, and they had posters that went out to the whole community, trying to sell ices in the Sefer Torah. Once in a lifetime mitzvah, try the Makayim mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. I made them take it back. I said, you can't say Makayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Many poskim hold you're not yaitzik siva sefer Torah b'shutzes. You have to own it yourself. Can't you not yaitzik by having, just like by an esrik. You're not yaitzik an esrik that you own b'shutzes, unless you're maknet. Each shutzes is maknet a complete esrik. So the stipler in his Kilos Yankif, he wants to be machadish and say that sefer Torah shel kohol is like everybody in the tzibur owns it completely. In other words, when I get an aliyah, it's like I'm making a brach on my sefer Torah. When you get a aliyah, you make a brach on your sefer Torah. He tells through the Ran and the Dorum, the beginning of Perak HaShutfim, the same concept. But anyway, the Mishtabura says that he's concerned that when you run up to the Sefer Torah and you take the talus and you put it on, you're not having kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. And if your mitzvah triches kavana, you're not yotze. Says the Mishtabura, now you're over the issue of going without tzitzis. In other words, if you hold mitzvah triches kavana, now if you don't have kavana, you don't have the mitzvah. So now that you don't have the mitzvah, it's kilu, you're going, you're wearing dalit conference without being makayim mitzvah tzitzis. This is what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman. But he says, but you're not yaitzim with those tzitzis. Since if you're mitzvah tzitzis kavanah, having the tzitzis is not sufficient. You need to have mamish, you have a Mishnah Berurah?
Sure.
So we can wear it. Chelek Aleph. Same thing by Sukkah, 100%. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. You have to have kavana to make the mitzvah. No, at least when you first put it on. At least when you first put it on. Because once you had kavana the first time, then we say like the Gemara said, that's our Gemara. Al das rishayna hu oisah. Once you put on the beged, then already it's called al das rishayna hu oisah. Then it's like you're still wearing it based on the original kavana. So see, he says over here like this. He says if somebody goes in and puts on the tzitzis, beholo. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, ain't a yetz amitz. So he says if that's the case. Simon Samach in the Mishabura, the last Mishabura here in the Simon. It's horribly Zohar Bazeh. Shem ein im Bechaven koidem a mitzvah, ein im yoytze bichlal. He says, if that, you're not yoytze bichlal. V'zeh ma'akev, this is ma'akev b'yitzias ha-mitzvah. It's ma'akev b'yitzias ha-mitzvah. You're not yoytze ha-mitzvah. Now, this is, this Chavetz Chaim is a tremendous chiddush, because there would be a svara to say, like a Mendel is saying, which is that you're still not going without tzitzis. Meaning, this is a famous minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch says that if somebody, let's say, does a mitzvah bo b'avera, worse than ein tzriches kavan, he does a mitzvah bo b'avera. So the minchas chinuch is mechadish that we don't look at it like you didn't do the mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah you did. You don't get tzchar for the kiyum mitzvah. The minchas chinuch says a chiddush. He says, if you would sit the whole week of sukkahs in a sukkah that's really possible because mitzvah bo b'avera, you won't get the issur of eating out of the sukkah. He says, for the first night, it would be a problem, because the first night I need to get the kiyum mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. But the rest of the week, I'm just not allowed to eat out of the sukkah. He says, if it's only possible because mitzvah bo b'avera, the ma'isa mitzvah is a ma'isa mitzvah. Not like the Chavetz Chaim. The ma'isa mitzvah is a ma'isa mitzvah. And he says the same thing by talis gezula. If somebody would steal strings and put it into his tzitzis, he won't get tzchar for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? But if it would only be possible because of mitzvah bo b'avera, he won't get the issur of going without tzitzis without tzitzis. But according to the Shagas Aryeh, all of this is not correct. The Shagas Aryeh and the Neid Abiyuda both say that this din that our sugya says stomai kilishmon is applicable by mitzvahs too. And the two ayevin, if you have time, you look up the two ayevin in Rosh Hashanah daf chav tesam and aleph, the sugya mitzvah sriches kavone. And over there, the Shagas Aryeh in the Sefer Turei Yevon says that there's a din of stomach kilishmon. Stam is kilishmon. He brings a merit dikaraya. Listen to his raya. He doesn't hold of the whole idea that when you're nana, it makes a difference. If you're almost a tzriches kavon, it's tzriches kavon. If not tzriches kavon, not tzriches kavon. So he has a kasha like this. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara brings down, we had this in the daf also in Helios, the Gemara brings down that if somebody goes ahead and he eats a Pesach shaloi lishmo, the Gemara says, "Al zeh nema poishim yikoshel ba." Right? Two people roasted a korban pesach. The one who waited l'shem mitzvah was makayim tzadikim yochubom, and the one who waited shalom l'shem mitzvah was. So the Gemara, Rosh Lakish says, "Poisheya." He was not makayim a mitzvah and a mufcher. He's not a poisheya. That's Rosh Lakish. Ask the Shagas Aryeh over there in Rosh Hashanah daf chavtes. He says, "What do you mean? Rosh Lakish is the one who holds in Rosh Hashanah mitzvah tzriches kavana. So why does he say you're not doing a mitzvah min amufcha?" He should say, you're not yetz at all. That's his kash. That's Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says, you see from here, that if you do a mitzvah stam, you're doing the mitzvah. You're not doing it l'shem something else. Right? Then it doesn't, the mitzvah is still a mitzvah. Yetz, even if your mitzvah strich is kavana, you're still yetz at the mitzvah. So I want to, No, I'm saying the Shagas Aryeh is going without. That's what I said. I said, according to the Ran, you have another approach. Say shekeinena. That's why I said Shagas Aryeh obviously doesn't hold of the shekeinena, because otherwise that would be the distinction. Now, if you look at Tosfos in our sugya, Tosfos asks stam isha lav legerishin kain. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? You can have a woman who is oymed leget if the woman was mezana. If the woman was mezana, she is oymed leget. That's Tosfos. Va'afilu zinza tachas baila, says Tosfos. Still in all, the Mishnah paskins is a possible get. The Mishnah doesn't say, well, if she's a woman that you have to divorce, then it's a kosher get. So Tosfos says, why not? So Tosfos comes and he says as follows. He says, Mikol mokoim, lav lihizgarish beget ze oimedes. Says Tosfos, it's true that she's oimed to be divorced, but she's not oimed to be divorced with this get. You can get rid of her with any get. You don't have to get rid of her with this get. But what do you see from Tosfos? I think that you see from Tosfos that ain't a chanami. If I have a specific act that's oimed for right now for a mitzvah, then you yetzer without kavan. The get, there's nothing about this woman that requires me to divorce her with this get. I could divorce her with another get. So that's why this get doesn't have a din l'shmo. So let's say a person do hashavas aveda without kavan. Doesn't matter. You'll still be yetzer according to Tosfos. So what I'm saying is, you see from Tosfos a new approach. Tosfos is saying that stomach kalishman applies to all of Shas. Stomach kalishman is not only a din in kachim, it's like the Noda de Behuda. It's all of Shas, stomach kalishman. But Tosfos is adding one added point, and that is that in order for it to be stomach kalishman, it has to be this specific thing is oimed for lishman. So I would go further and say that if you put on Dalit Kamfas and you have tzitzis in there, it was also oibid now for the mitzvah. Because there's no choice. You have to have chutim now. It's not like I could not have chutim now in this beged. So I would say that in this case, tzitzis would come out like the Shagas Aryeh, not like the Mishnah Berurah. That if you had the chutim in the beged, you'd be yotzei the mitzvah, because now it is oibid for tzitzis now. Right now, this minute. Because right now I have an obligation. The whole point of Tosfos is, I don't have to divorce the woman with this get. If there'd be an obligation for me not to divorce the woman with this get, there would be a stomach lishma. So what are we missing when we have the shaloi lishma? If we have this built-in lishma in every carbon, and it's lishma yarn, what are we missing? So this is what I want to clarify to you. By every carbon, there are two elements. And this, I think, is critical to understand as we go on in Kachim, to understand the bilim part and the carbon part. There are two parts to every carbon. And just to give you a dugma, to make this extra clear, the Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it's also Yerushalmi and Chagiga, that if you hold Shibuda Deraisa, if you hold that there's a concept of Shibuda Deraisa, so then if a woman dies, and she brought a Korban Chatas after she gave birth, the Yolshim have to bring a Korban Oila. Because the Shibud falls onto the Nechosim, to bring the korban oil. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Rambam comes, and the Rambam says that even though there's a din or isha shemesa, yavil yoshem alasa, it's only by a korban oil. But let's say a woman dies and she didn't bring another korban that she's chayev to bring. Marshall, the famous case of the Gemara with Oilus Riyah. The Rambam holds a woman, the Yorshim, not a woman, the Yorshim are not chayiv, a woman's part of Oilus Riyah anyway. The Yorshim are not chayiv to bring the korban for their parent, except this case. The only case that's recorded in the Rambam is that sugi in Kiddushin, Ha'isha Shemesa Yaviu Yorshim Elosa. Why is that? If there's a din of Shibud Nechasim, and the Yorshim have a chayiv monetarily to fulfill the obligation of the whoever they yarshined, why is it limited only to oil? The oil of Ayuletis. What's going on? And this is a major issue. Many of the Gedolei Achronim talk about it. And years ago, I thought of an approach that's very simplistic. I have more complicated, I'll tell you a more simplistic approach, which I think is more pashup shot. Every korban has the inherent korban, and then there's the mevi. The mevi means that there's a person who's chayev in the korban. Every carbon has, you have the carbon, and then you have a person, you have a bala carbon who's chayiv to bring the carbon, who's mechuyiv to bring the carbon. And every carbon needs a maybe. It could either be a carbon seber, it could be a carbon yachid. It's a carbon yachid, it's attached to somebody. Somebody, you need a maybe. You need a maybe. Now, there are isolated cases where you don't need a maybe. I'll give you a dugma. The ketores that was brought every day. The Ketores that was brought every day, the Briskerov, says over here, from B'Shem Reb Chaim, in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Nishal Adoni Moiri V'Rabi Agoyen Achos, this is Reb Chaim, Ketores Shehukter Shaloi Lishma. What happens if the Ketores was brought Shaloi Lishma? So he says, my father said, Ha'im Avi Kimoi Kol Kabonis, that you have to go bring it again, the Ketores, or not? He says, "Veheishiv." My father answered. Reb Chaim answered, "The Yeshloimar de Ein Tzorich LaHakter Ketores Sheni." You don't have to bring another Ketores. He says, "Why? The Kvar Niskaimar Mitzvah. The Mitzvah already happened." He says, "What does that mean? The Ketores Kol Atzma Hirak Mitzvahs Haktara Sheyuktar BeKol Yoyim Beli Bailim." There's no thing that the Ketores, like the Korban Tomid, is that the Baruch Shem said, "Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem es korboni lachmi tishmu lahakriv." There's a mevi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated that we have to bring the Korban Tomid. So there, if the Tomid was brought Shalei Lishma, we have a problem because we have now the obligation that to bring it. Says the Ketores is different, and he's medayik. Why the Ketores? The Ketores is just that it has to be brought. So once it happened, you don't need the association. You don't need the connection. You don't need the mevi. That's we'll get to Neiris in a second. We'll get to Neiris in a second. So this is very similar to what Reb Kiveiga says in his Chidushim in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara says that you can have a goy do a bris mila. The Gemara conclusion at the end, the Gemara comes out not, but the Gemara is a tzad that a goy is kosher for bris mila. Imagine have a chris, a moil. Yeah, the Gemara brings down it's a tzad that a goy could be a moil. And the Gemara says himol yimol that you have to be royal mil to do mil. So Rav Kiveg over there, right there in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin, he says, I don't understand. The chi of bris is on the father. The father has to mal his son. He appoints a moel as a shliach. So he says, so how could the Gemara have a tzad that a goy is kosher to do a bris? There's no shlichas, ain't shlichas laka. How's that affect Kiveg? Kiveg says an unbelievable chiddush. He says the Torah does not obligate the father to mal his son. If the Torah would obligate a father to mal his son, then of course he couldn't use a goy. He says the mitzvah of the Torah is sheyireh shebenoi koneis lebris, and that's why the bracha the father makes lachnisay bebris and shalavum avinu. He says va'afilu al yedei koif. If you have a monkey do it, it would also work. If a monkey would be able to perform a mila, and the father saw to this is mamish verbatim a chidush echsam seif and meseches gittin daf chav beis, who says this lagavi mishloach manis. The chsam seif is machadish that mishloach manis doesn't need shlichus. You know, his old child, the poiskim, v'chadchilu shlich, not orach laner, Chassam Sofer says in his Chidushim and Gittin that Mishloach Manos is the mitzvah is to send the money, the money should reach that person. He says, I feel all you day koif. So you could send the postal service. I don't mean Chassam to say it's monkeys, I'm just saying, it's not shlichus. What happens if a guy sends Mishloach Manos in the mail? Or very often people send a cotton in the door with a Mishloach Manos. Zok Chassam Sofer, it's good, because the mitzvah is that it should occur. The mitzvah is not that you have to do the pool. Anyway, that's mamish what Reb Kiveg is saying. I had a deal like this with Reb Kiveg from Tosfos Rid in Kiddushim Chavtes, where he comes to answer why the havamin is that a woman would be chayiv in the bris of her son, even though it's not zman groma. Tosfos Rid says because the mitzvah is not to cut off the oil, the mitzvah is to see to it should be done. But chayagavna, there's no din of zman groma. But anyway, al kuponim, what's negeh to us? Every korban has a mevi. You have somebody who's bringing the korban, and you have the korban itself. And that's why, so I'll tell you very simple. There's one korban that we know you don't need a mevi. Mechusa Kippurim. The Gemara says, Odo mevi kaporo al benoy ubitoy even a ben yemechad. Right? Ben yemechad is metame beziva. You could bring a korban for a child who's a ben yemechad, who's not in the parasha of kavana, not in the parasha of bringing, not in the parasha of making a shliach, nothing, not chayv and mitzvahs. That means that there's a riboy in the pasuk that for a korban, mechusa kaporo, you don't need a mevi. So I want to tell you, it's very poshut. That's why the Gemara in Kiddushin only brings down Mechusa Kippurim. If you hold Shibuda Deraisa, then Yovil Yoshim Elosa. You know why? Because the Yoshim can only contribute the money. They can't contribute a mevi. There's no mevi. So normally, if a person dies, the Yoshim can't bring the carbon for them because there's no mevi. The mevi is gone. Mashenkein, if the person made a pledge, a monetary pledge, fine, so there's money of Hektish here, so you give the money to Hektish. The person didn't make a monetary pledge, they have an inherent obligation of a korban, the Yoshim can't be the mevi of that person. That's why only by Mechusa Kippurim, where you don't need a mevi, there it's possible for the Yoshim to be chayv, and that's why that's the only place where the Rambam brings it. When you come to here, I think that that's the pshat in Shaloi Lishma. Shaloi, every korban has an inherent kedusha, what the korban is, but then there's the mevi element. The mevi element means there's a link between the korban and the person. I'm chayiv in the korban. I have a chayiv now to bring this korban. And that's inherent in the korban itself. Every korban has an inherent obligation. There's a mevi that has a chayiv to bring this korban. And memeil is very simple. That piece is a din in the havah. That's not inherent. That's not the DNA of the korban. The DNA of the korban, is it an oiler? Is it a shlomim? Is it a korban toyda? That's a DNA. You can take a blood test for that, kemat. That is inherent in the korban itself, what it is. And on that, the Brisker says, that's part of the essence of the korban. That cannot be manipulated. But then, there's the mevi obligation part. The mevi obligation, that piece is not inherent in the korban. And that's a part that could absolutely be manipulated. And the mele, in that din of mevi, I have a chiv that my korban should be brought to shem oiler. That's a din in me. And therefore, once it's not done, l'shem oila, I'm removed. I'm not yotze, my chiyav is maybe. And that's why the achronim have it said, you can even continue doing it, shaloi l'shem baila. Because the maybe now, that link has been disconnected. The link. Because that's the only part that could still be manipulated, the maybe part. Now, that maybe part, that's the two psukim, exactly. 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 That will explain to us the Tosfos as well. I want to tell you like this. The maybe, this, that I have an obligation to bring a korban, there are two really things that attach to it. Number one, there's the maybe, I have a chiv, like we'll call it a yeredei obligation, I have to bring a korban, like a nether, I have to bring a korban. Number two, There's a monetary shibut. Mamashkin, you take a mashkin on kabbonis. The guy doesn't. Chatos is all shaylei. Mamashkin al chatos. You take a mashkin. Besen could go and force the guy monetarily. There's a shibut to go and bring the carbon. Now I want to tell you very simple. The monetary piece that ends as soon as you gave the money to the Beis Hamikdash. So when I'm makdish a korban oila, and I go and I give the korban oila now to the gizbon Beis Hamikdash, the monetary obligation that I have to act is completed. Now I have a yoredei obligation to keep my nether like any nether that I make, or any obligation inherent if I'm chayiv an oila, I'm chayiv a shlomim. On that there can't be a mamashkinim. Says Tosis in Chulin, that once you brought to the Koyan something that's royal azol lemizbeach, that's it. Yotzei de nidloi. The monetary link that we have to this person is over. There's no mamashkinin anymore. The guy's out of the picture now. Does he have a personal obligation inherently? Of course. It's no better than the guy who brought a korban. And that's what Rashi is adding over here. Says Rashi, when you go and you bring the korban again, lo ba'al moshem chayva. Your monetary obligation has already been fulfilled. The only thing left is that something should be brought here lishma. That's what Rashi didn't say. Chayov emoida pam lohavi korban. Because really, monetarily, once you brought to the Azorah something that's worth for the Mizbeach, that has ended. The obligation has ended. Now you have, maybe you have an obligation still. That's like another obligation. That's what Rashi says. Now it's like a mitzvah of lulav and shayfer. You got to see to it that your mitzvah is done. So you mamela, you have to bring it lishma. That's Rashi's added piece. Okay, do we have to do that even this hour?
Yeah.
Okay, at least whoever has to leave, I know it's late, please. I'm not asking people to leave, but I'm just saying, please don't feel... Okay, just say a short vort on the Yonah of the game and tie it a little bit into the Parsha. Okay, I'll just take one little piece. This week's Parsha, we find a fascinating thing that happened. Leah and Rachel got into a vikuach about various inyanim with the Dudoyim and Ruvain, and the end is that Leah be'etzem, because of the fact that she preferred the tzaddik over Dudoy Benoy, so Chazal tell us she would have had another boy that Rachel would have had, and Taka she was pregnant with Yosef, and Dina would have been Rachel's child, and Leah went and she was mispalel that Rachel shouldn't be less than the Shvachos. Come out, the Shvachos have two boys each one, and she does not, and it switched over. The baby switched. That's the Gemara, famous Gemara. It's the Gemara in Brachos too. So, the obvious question, forgetting halachically, many use this Gemara for scientific halacha shayla. There's a halachic shayla today, it's common, where they have a surrogate mother. So Shaila and Halacha, who's the real mother of the child? You have a surrogate mother. So now the egg is coming from one woman, but it's sitting in another rechem. Who is the real mother of that child? It's a big Shaila. One of the Evan Yekora brings a raya from a Sugyan Soita that the real mother is the mother that's carrying the Vlad. He brings a, actually, here this may be a raya, because when the baby switched, we see that Yosef is miyuchas to Rachel. And we see Dina vateitze Dina basleya sheyold liyakov. The pasuk is made that Dina was basleya because she gave birth to her, even though it possibly switched. But the bigger problem here is on the whole tefillah of Leah. Leah davened, she davened that it should be switched. And the Gemara says in Brochus that if somebody's wife is pregnant beyond 40 days, so you don't daven that it should be a zochar. Believe it or not, I get people calling me on the way to the hospital because they all have in mind it should be a zocha. I say, I'm sorry. Lamaisa, the bottom line is that once the baby is, once it's decided, once it's formed, it's the Gemara says, Amos Paulam al Maisa Nisan. But then the Gemara asks, what about Rachel and Leah? The Gemara says, Amos Kirin Maisa Nisan. So I said, what do you mean? Bezegufonu Dorim. We're being done. Should you daven for a nace? And if we're not going to learn from Leah, so who will we learn from? Leah was davening from Isenism. She davened that it should be switched. So what's the pshat in this? In Chanukah, Ilchus Chanukah, we find the halacha that they ask the very same question. The halacha is that if somebody forgot al anisim, in Birch Samozen, although Alanisim is not Ma'akev on Chanukah, the Haskorah is not Ma'akev Yoytz, even if you don't say it. The Ramo brings down that if you missed it, you should say Harachamon. And there's a whole Nusach. Harachamon, Yasalonu, Nisim, Kemosh, also Avisen. So the Tzvua Shor brings down this this Ramo, he says it's not, brings down the Gemara in Brochus, Perak Oroya, and he says, Amos Palam Amaisin Nisim. He doesn't understand how we daven Harachamon, Yasalonu, Nisim, Kemosh, also Avisen. That's his kash. So that's also a Mokum Ion. What is the gather in this? I want to ask you one other question, Nageh to Chanukah, then we'll get to a Shtukl Mahalach. The halacha is that by Chanukah there's a din of Shoyer Loi Meichah Ksusei. Halacha is you have to sell your garments to Makayim the Mitzvah. Even though by even the Mitzvah Daraisa is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Reish Nenvov and Ulchus Luluf, that you never spend more than a fifth of your money. More than a Chemish Nechosev. You're not supposed to spend more than a fifth of your money. Hamevaz was Ayivaz was Yoyser Mechemish. Unless he's an Usher Muflik, if he's very rich, but stam a person is like, and by Chanukah, Shoyolem Mechik Susa. Everybody has this cash. Not only Shoyolem Mechik Susa. Some hold is a din of Shoyolem Mechik Susa even on the Mahadran. That's an unbelievable Kiddush. If you look in the Old Samech, in Uchas Chanukah, the Old Samech is Medaik in the Rambam says, Shoyolem Mechik Susa, for Lekeach Shemen Upsilois. So the Old Samech says, why did the Rambam use the Lashon Rabbim? To tell you that Shoyel Amoich HaKsusa even for the Mahadran. That's a Achilish Nifla. How could it be a Shoyel Amoich HaKsusa if it's something you're not chayef to do? But this is what the Osamech brings down in Hilchos Chanukah. So the question is, why is it taka like that? Why would it be that a mitzvah de Rabbonim, and a mitzvah de Raises, Chemish de Chosov, why would it be that a mitzvah de Rabbonim, that there should be such a, what's the pshat of this? What? Yeah, but I'm saying, how could Pesumin Issa be more chomo than a de Raisa? Which actually the Rishonim hold that it isn't. What happens if you have Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom? So the Gemara brings down in Masechta Shabbos Ner Chanukah and Kiddush. Ner Chanukah comes first. Ask the Ran, what do you mean Kiddush is the Raisa? So the Ran says no. Yochol Kaddish Arifta. You can be Mekaddish on bread. So therefore, it's not the Raisa. But what do you see from the Ran? That in the midst of the Raisa, you can't push off for Pesuminis. So if you can't push off a mitzvah d'raisa for Pesuminisa, and for a mitzvah d'raisa, you don't have to give away a fifth of your money and a fifth of your money. How could it be that for Chanukah you do? I want to tell you a machshove, which is very important to think about year-round, not just Chanukah. It's a year-round machshove to think about. You know that when Bnei Aaron died, so there's a whole list of things brought down in Chazal, why Bnei Aaron died. Whole list. They went into the Beis HaMikdash to Yayin and Ezora, all the reasons. But then all of a sudden, the Medrash Rabbe goes and says that there's one reason that's like Shokol, and that is Shalei Osku B'Pir Yivarevi. So the Yismach Moshe says, he says, Loi Osku B'Pir Yivarevi? That's not a Chiv Misa. That's a mitzvah, say. Yeah, Chayiv Misa for that. Bishloim are going to Beis HaMikdash to Yayin, Chayiv Misa. Moi Ha'alocha B'Fnei Rabbo is Chayiv Misa. But not being Oisik and Pirya Verivya. So really there's another Gemara that puts Pirya Verivya beyond anything. And that's by the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says when Yeshaya Novi came into his Giyom Melech Yehuda, and he told him that Yechayev Misa. He told him Yechayev Misa in this world? For Loi Tichya Loilam Abo. He told him, my Kuli Hai, I'm a pretty good guy. His Giyom Melech Yehuda was worried Chazal said to be Mashiach. What did I do? So he told him, the famous thing, he said, what do you mean? I saw B'nevuah or Ruch HaKedish that I'm not going to have B'nin D'loi Maili. So the famous Yeshaya Novi told him, Kivshid Rachman Olamoch, you got to do the mitzvah, don't worry what kind of kids you're going to have. But anyway, so the Gemara Novi answered the kasha. Chizkiyah HaMelech is asking, my Kuli Hai, what did I do already? He answered me, I was Mevatel L'mitzvah Saseh. That's why I'm Chayiv Misa in this world and the answer of Rabbi Sai is very, very simple. There's a concept called Olam Chesed Yibonei. When the Eibishter created the world, he created the world on the foundation of Chesed. That's what the world was created on. Chesed. And that's why Chesed always has the koyach where everything else fails. Chesed prevails. I always tell my Talmidim something which touched me very much. When I was a kid, I heard this from one of my Cheder Abayim in the Kamenetz, because I lived in, my parents lived in Israel for 2 years when I was a little kid. I went to Kamenetz of Cheder. Over there I had a Rebbe of Nechemya Becker. Olam Choshem, when I just went to, I know he was alive, he was a Zokin when I had him. I just went there and said, he's still alive. Zokin Muflik. So he set over a beautiful vault from the Avnei Nezer. That happened with the Avnei Nezer. He said that when the Sfas Emes died, Sfas Emes was less than 60 years old. That time in Europe, to die less than 60 years old wasn't such a chiddush. He was in the upper 50s, and he was 56 or 57 years old. It was in the early 1900s. Sfas Emes died in like 1905, 1906. Right? So when the Sfas Emes died, when he got sick, they called in all the doctors, from all the professors, everybody. Nobody was able to get to the illness. What was wrong with the Sfas Emes? It was undiagnosed. And the Sfas Emes died. They asked Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer was actually older. But he was a Kotzke Chassid. He was very close related to Ger. And they asked Avnei Nezer, maybe he knows the Pshat. And he said, Rabbi Yisrael, he's the Chpashe Pshat. He says, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kol HaMispalo Ba'ad Chaveiroi V'hu Tzorech Lo Yisei Dovo. If you're davening for your friend and you need it also, Hu Nena Tchila, Hashem answers you. He'll answer you even first. He says, Sfas Emes spent his life, Yidden, hundreds of Yidden came for Yeshua's to him every week to daven for this sickness, for that sickness. He's already davened for all illnesses of Klal Yisrael. He says, so when it came time to take the Sfas Emes back to Shemayim, there wasn't an illness that he has not yet already davened for somebody else, so he couldn't be taken. The Eibish that they created an illness that nobody ever heard of, an illness that he never davened for. That was the only way for him to leave the world. Can you imagine? On that there was no Hunena Tchila. Unbelievable. But that the world is the Chanoilam Chesed Yibane. The whole world is built on Chesed. Mam is built on Chesed. And if the world is built on Chesed, so it comes out that through Chesed you have the key to the world. And without Chesed you have no right to survive. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world, he created the world Midas Adin. Rosh Ein Olam Yachlamed Boy. So he's Mishtat of Midas Rachamim. Says the Yismach Moshe, listen to this thought, such an unbelievable idea. He says, when a person themselves is not Oisik be Yeshuvi Shalom, right? When a person himself doesn't see to it that the world should continue, he's not privileged to have Midas Arachman. Midas Arachman was only introduced so that the world should continue functioning. If you yourself are not Oisik be Yeshuvi Shalom, then you don't get Midas Arachman. The Eibishter only gave me the Sarachman for Kiyum Olam. Memela, none of Aviyu, they had Shtuya Yayin and they had Merah. They had a lot of things. But why didn't they have me the Sarachami? Says the Gemara Bnei Shalom Yosku Bepili. It's Chizki Omelech, ain't Tzadik Boaz HaShiyas HaTev Liyechta. He had his Averis. He just asked the Navi, why is there no Rachmanis? My Kuli Hai? Why is no Rachmanis on me? Bnei Shalom Yosakta Bepili. In order to unveil me the Sarachman, that you have to, that's a different matter. And then you get chutz miderech hatev. They had a mice in Eretz Yisrael, a guy, his whole life was chesed. He was he worked for Lev La'achim doing kira for chaykim. So he went, this was during the war that they had with Gaza, the rockets were coming in Ashkelon like mamish, like flies. And he kept on doing his kira for chaykim. He kept on going, Mesiras Nefesh. And he said over a story, he said, if you want to know when you Isaac and Chesed, the Nisim that you see, he says he was once going, and in the middle, as he comes into the city, he says there was a siren and a rocket was coming, and he pulled the car off right on the side of the road. He said, as he pulled the car off the road, a dog came running out in front of the car and he hit the dog. And the dog died. And he ran meanwhile, he ran into the Ori Miklat. He says, when he came out of the Miklat, he found a mishpacha over there by the dog, Nebuch Bavelus, that they lost the dog. He realized it was the family. And he sat down with them, and he spoke to them, and he said, I'm so sorry. He explained to them what happened. He said, they couldn't believe how much is Zechgenumen to say, how much he put into them, that their whole feeling towards Yiddishkeit changed. This dog made them, and he kept up with them. He called them up, how do you feel? He was menachem them for the dog. He kept it. The end is they became frum. They became frum, and he started giving shiurim in their building, in their apartment. The end is they all became frum. The whole mishpacha, this whole family of the Dor Galav HaShalom family became frum. They opened up a shul in their basement. They redid a room, And they came to this Talmud Chacham and they said, we want to name the shul Beis Igud. He said, what's Igud? He said, that was the name of the dog. And they wanted to call the shul Beis Igud. Could you imagine? So he went to Rav Yashiv. They asked Rav Yashiv, is he allowed to name such? I mean, in America, Baruch Hashem, it's so Beis Igud doesn't sound. In America, it would be Beis Snoopy or something. You know? Beis Igud is Nishta Zegefelach. He went to Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv told him that there's actually a Tana in Meseches Yuma that's called Rabbi Yechanan ben Ptul. He was Rabbi Yechanan, the son of a cow, because he was Megaya. He bought once a cow from a Yid that didn't do Malachan Shav. Basically, he was Makurv through a cow, and they called him Rabbi Yechanan ben Ptul. So you see, it's Nishta Zegefelach. True, it's a Behemoth to Oyed, it's a Behemoth to Meir. But anyway, so he said, you see, when you want to do Chesed, the Eibishter sends you a dog even to help you do. Everything unravels. So the pshat is like this. When Leah went, when the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's true, to Davin that you should have a Yeshua, to Davin that my wife should give birth to a Zohar, if it's already in a Keva, Amos Palom al Maisa Nisan. But if you're Davining for Yenna, if you're not Davining, you're Davining no purely aus Chesed, then Shari Chesed lo ninalu. That's what the Gemara means. Amos Kirin Maisa Nisan by Leah, she wasn't Davining for herself. She was davening for her sister. If you're davening for your sister, there's no such thing as chutz miderech hateva. Everything gets opened up. Now I'll tell you what the Maram Shik says about Chanukah. Says the Maram Shik, by a regular mitzvah, a roitzel asis mitzvah v'nenas, malo v'akosav kilu asoy. If somebody wants to do a mitzvah, then he's an oinus, it's like he did it. He says, so chazal wa mishayer, that for a person to spend more than a fifth of their money, that's an oinus. Chazal say, therefore, kilu asoy. He says, but Chanukah is a chamitzvah from Pesum Nisa. Chanukah is a mitzvah for Yena. For Yena, Tomenish Mevatel Zayin. He says, for yourself, Chaymish Lachos of Kilu Asoy, but your Kilu Asoy doesn't work for somebody else. He says, Memela, that's why even Chayiv Limkor Ksusay. He says, but since you are Moicher Ksusay for Chesed, you'll get the Ksus back. You don't have to worry that the Ksus won't come back. The Ksus Taka will come back to you. That's Taka. Why by Tztaka we find the only time we find B'chanunina B'zois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that by Tztaka you'll see if you're Mishasad, you'll see you'll get back. By all mitzvahs there's a din, you know how to test HaKadosh Baruch. But that's something to think about all year, that chesed that we do, even selfishly, we have to know that chesed is, there was a shidduch that happened a couple of years ago in Bnei Brak, where a bacha got engaged to a girl, and she was nebuch diagnosed before the chasna with Yena Machla. And the girl said, she's pattering him from going to the chasana. And she said, because even though they said it's curable, so her life has changed. She said, I don't want you to, I patter you for marrying me, and I don't want you to marry me. It's not very similar to, you should know that the Shnei Akot was Echad Tzadik Levrocha. For those of you that knew him, he was a Yochid Mumcha, Mamash a Yochid in his Hanhoga. Rav Shnei Akot, you should know, he got engaged to his wife, to Rebetzin Akot, was also got his own. When she was, what?
Yeah, she was missing.
What?
Before the war, they were engaged.
She was a wealthy woman. She was a miyucheses. By the time they were set to get married, she'd lost everything in the war. So she wrote Rav Schneier a letter, and telling him that he's putter from whatever obligation he made to marry her. You have to see the letter Rav Schneier wrote. You have to see the uncensored letter. First of all, he writes to her, but he says, "I want you to know, all the feelings and love that I felt for you when I got engaged, I feel today. The only difference is that now I'm a little closer to you. Because there's an extra mitzvah to love Yisema." He says, that I couldn't have before, now I have that also. Could you imagine? Top of everything else that I have, now I have that also. Unbelievable. But anyway, Al-Kuponim, the chosn, said, no, I want to go to the chuppah. So they went to a dentera to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Such a dentera. The chosn's insisting he marry Rafa PK, and the kala, and Reb Chaim Paskin, they should get married. Then Baruch Hashem, they got married and they had children. And somebody asked Reb Chaim, how did he take on his places, such a thing? And Reb Chaim said, this is a marriage that's built on Yena. Each one, he says, such a type of thing can't end up with kala. Because the world is oilam chesed yibani. Something which is just pure chesed. So medaf chachna vegan, and we should talk about bishoicha, and you saw negolim elo bechesed, bishoicha talk to the gula b'meir b'meir.